Yesterday, we had a very nice celebration of Lord Nityananda's appearance day here in Debrecen. And now it's 7 a.m., finished puja, packed for Radha Damodar. We're packed and we're going by train down to Budapest. And I'm going to pick up my new passport, visit our lifestyle center. And then go to the temple. Tomorrow I'll go to Nivrajadam. That's the plan anyway. And I'll just... there's so much to say about Lord Nityananda. It's hard to say just a few words. But time obliges us to just say little, or at least less than what I'd like to. In the principles of the Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya is Bhaktasvarup. The Panchatattva is glorified and identified in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Panchatattva Bhakam Krishna. Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakti Avatara Bhakti Akam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. That the five truths that the Supreme Lord takes in his avatar incarnation in this Kali Yuga are Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee, the Swarup, the constitutional position of a devotee as being a eternal associate of Lord Krishna, Bhakta Avatar, as the incarnation of the devotee, the Shakti, the Lord's Shakti in the form of a devotee, and the devotee himself, Shivas Thakur. So we spoke earlier about Advaita Acharya as the incarnation of the Lord, comes as a devotee, Gadadhar Pandit as the Shakti of the Lord who manifests as a devotee, and Srivas Thakur, who is the embodiment of the principle of the Jiva Tattva. And when we speak about Bhakta Swarup, then we talk about the Lord himself, who in his first expansion is called Swarup. In other places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are non-different than each other. Lord Balaram being the first expansion, the expansion of the Ladini, Sandini potency of the Lord, the potency of existence by which all things exist, spiritual as well as material. And this is personified in the form of Lord Balaram. Therefore, he's the Lord's Swarup. In other words, he's his inner nature, because the inner nature of the Supreme Lord is to exist. And that Swarup is called Nityananda, because he is always in bliss, always in transcendental bliss. And it also reflects that the Bhakta Swarup, or the eternal identity of a devotee, is also Nityananda, is also eternally to be in transcendental bliss. Because Lord Nityananda is also the first form of the Lord, although he's not different than the Lord, but still he's the servant of the Lord. Again, Kaviraj Goswami says that Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasarva Kritya. Krishna is the Supreme Ishvara, and all living entities are his servants. And Lord Nityananda is also his servant. And what is his service? His service is to broadcast and propagate the glories of Lord Krishna, the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in doing so, he declares to all others that you are a servant of Lord Krishna, and by being a servant of Lord Krishna, therefore you can also taste Nityananda. also taste the eternal bliss of our own Swarup, of our eternal identity, when we accept that we are servants of Krishna and we give up the propensity of trying to be the Supreme Lord. If we see the activities of the Panchatattva and the actual identity, we see that they all take the roles, the role of preachers, although they are eternally situated in transcendence as the Supreme Lord and His incarnations, potencies, parts and parcels, and so on, and supremely perfect. When they come into this world, they come as Uttam Adhikaris, but take the role of Madhyam Adhikaris for the sake of preaching. And a Madhyam Adhikari makes discrimination, makes distinction between the devotees and the non-devotees, prema maiti kipopiksha yakaroti samadhyama, and he reciprocates differently with them. And yet we see that it is described that the Panchatattva makes no discrimination in distributing the truths of Krishna consciousness and in distributing the love of God. And of course that is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is described, then his own internal goals are first listed. Radha Krishna Paravrikriti Aladini Shakti Rasma, how to actually experience the bliss of Srimati Radharani's appreciation of Lord Krishna's wonderful features, attributes, love, service, pastimes. But Lord Nityananda, he tips the scale in that he is always Nitya Ananda. He's always absorbed in bliss, which means that he's always in the role of an avadhuta or of a first-class devotee. And a first-class devotee, he sees everyone as being engaged in Krishna service, or he's equally disposed to all other living entities. He doesn't make the discrimination of the second-class devotee. And so Lord Nityananda is like the impetus for the Panchatattva to discriminate love of God, to distribute love of Godhead without discrimination to all and sundry. And in the pastimes described in Chaitanya Bhagavat and other biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see how Lord Nityananda is always absorbed in the mood of Kirtan or in his mood of Balaram. He treats everyone equally, be they rogues or devotees or alligators, and intoxicates everyone with that same ananda with which he is intoxicated. Certainly, self-realized souls always experience that bliss within themselves, but they subdue it in order to be able to go about the day-to-day activities of the world. But Lord Nityananda doesn't subdue that, but rather he's driven by the bliss of love of God, by the potency of the Lord's holy name, and in that way he shows everyone what it means to actually be constantly absorbed in the ecstasies of love of Godhead. It's not something that one can imitate, but it's certainly something that we should appreciate in the form of Lord Nityananda. And that's why we worship Gaur Nitai, because Guru Gauranga, because when Lord Nityananda is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Lord Chaitanya is very much in this same mood of indiscriminately giving Krishna consciousness to everyone. And we very much need Krishna consciousness. We very much need love of God, because we're in such an unfortunate position in this Kali Yuga and riddled with so many bad habits, at least speaking for myself, that's true, that we need some extraordinary grace. And that extraordinary grace comes from the merciful glance of Lord Nityananda, and it comes through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly when inspired by Lord Nityananda's extraordinary distributing love of God. So I'm sure yesterday devotees celebrated this wonderful festival of Lord Nityananda's appearance, which took place 1486 at Lord Chaitanya's appearance, So that's 526, and Lord Chaitanya is 13 years older, 539 years ago, in Radhadesh, in the village of Ekachakra, in the home of Odai Pandit and his good wife Padmavati. The Lord touched the earth, and along with his childhood friends, displayed so many wonderful pastimes of child Krishna and Ram and Lakshman, until at a young age he left home, took to the renounced order of life, and traveled the earth until he could actually join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And after he joined Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, he was not allowed to retire in Puri along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Lord Chaitanya sent him to Bengal in order to preach, and thus Lord Nityananda benefited the people of Bengal, and now we are receiving the benefit of his mercy in his deity form in the Krishna consciousness movement and the merciful mission that Srila Prabhupada established to distribute the mercy of Gaur Nitai to the people of the world. Jai Nitai, Rakuranga Charanirapas. Always keep the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda within your heart, and let us always stay under the shelter of Lord Nityananda.